News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Next 48 hours, bitter cold temperatures, extreme wind chills, and most schools in our area are closed.
For some districts, today was a planned day off for a very long time, as some districts, including Wausau, scheduled teacher in-service training. Most districts called off classes for today because of the anticipated extreme cold weather. Because of the cold forecast, many of the districts have already called off classes for tomorrow, too. We've got a full list of cancellations and postponements for you online. Just look for the yellow cancellations bar in the upper right corner of our website, WSAU.com. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
And here are the school closings. This is the list brought to you by Bill's Service Center of schools that were scheduled to be open today, but instead are closed. They are Abbotsford, Adams Friendship, Almond Bancroft, Antigo, Athens, Auburndale, Bowler, Chippewa Falls, Colby, Crandon, D.C. Everest, Edgar, Elko, Faith Christian Academy, Florence, Gilman, Granton, Greenwood, Iola Scandinavia, Lakewood, which includes Arborvita, Woodruff, Lac du Flambeau, Lakeland Union High School, MHLT, and North Lakeland, Leona, Loyal, Marathon, Marshfield, Medford, Mellon, Mercer, Merrill, Mosinee, Nielsville, Nakusa, New London, North Central Technical College, all campuses, Northland Lutheran High School, Northland Pines, Owen Withy, Phelps, Phillips, Pittsville, Port Edwards, Prentice, Random Lake, Rhinelander, Rosholt, Shiocton, Spencer, Stanley Boyd, the State College of Beauty Culture, Stevens Point, Stratford, Thorpe, Tigerton, Tomahawk, Tomorrow River, Wabino, Washburn, Watoma, Wyawega Fremont, White Lakes, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran High School, and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And as you've heard, there are some of those districts that have already canceled for tomorrow. You can get that information at WSAU.com/cancellations. The severe shortage of propane gas has the attention of government leaders. Governor Walker plans to meet with stakeholders in the propane industry at 10:30 this morning. So far, Walker has issued an executive order allowing propane truckers to drive more hours, and the DOT has suspended weight limits on several roads to allow the transportation of more fuel into the state. Emergency crews had to battle both fire and very cold conditions yesterday. Five fire departments called out to a barn fire near Wittenberg. This happened just before 4 o'clock. The structure was owned by Margaret Neitzel, located on Highway M. Wittenberg and Tigerton firefighters were on the scene for about 5 hours. High winds and cold temperatures made things more difficult. The Salvation Army provided support, and the cause of that fire is still under investigation. So who's got record of the year? That was announced at the Grammy Awards last night.
Daft Punk won the top honor, album of the year, for Random Access Memories. I'm up all night to get lucky. The two helmet-wearing musicians won 4 total Grammys, tying for the most with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
And we appreciate all the support.
17-year-old newcomer Lorde made history on the CBS show as the youngest artist to ever win Song of the Year for Royals. Crave a different kind of buzz. Kacey Musgraves was a big country winner.
I got to make a record that I'm so proud of.
With Best Country Song and Best Country Album. At the Grammys, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
So maybe this wasn't exactly your thing. Live weddings making Grammy history. 34 couples exchange rings and walk down the aisle with music's biggest stars looking on. They tied the knot with the performance during Same Love at the Grammys, and these weddings, gay and straight couples, officiated by Queen Latifah. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Get ready for a blast of cold air for today. A wind chill warning is in effect. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 10 below zero with a northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. That wind chill warning continues tonight into Tuesday morning. Low temperatures tonight, 25 below zero. The wind chill could dip to 50 below zero at times. We'll have some sunshine on Tuesday, but still very breezy, a high of 5 below. Wednesday, a bit nicer, still some sunshine out there with a high of 13. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We are dealing with extreme wind chills around central Wisconsin. The wind chill outside our broadcast center is minus 29. The thermometer is at minus 8. We have the six-day forecast and the hour-by-hour temperatures anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.